From North State Public Radio, I'm Alex Stutson with your headlines for Monday, May 15th. You might be getting a letter in the mail soon informing you that you're due for a defensible space inspection. That's not unusual for this time of year, but as NSPR's Jamie Jiang reports, there will be some new standards added to the usual list.
CAL FIRE regularly sends firefighters to see if there's more that residents can do to make properties wildfire safe and keep them in line with the state's building codes. Beginning this year, California's homes have a new wildfire safe standard to meet. CAL FIRE's acting state fire marshal, Daniel Berland.
One of the major changes in defensible space is this new requirement to eliminate all flammable vegetation and all plants within the first 5 feet.
The new requirement applies to what firefighters call Zone Zero, the area 0 to 5 feet away from the outside of your house. New legislation that went into effect this year requires CAL FIRE to inspect this area. Soon, the agency will specify that no vegetation, not even living plants, are allowed within the first 5 feet of your home.
And that's based on new science that has shown that embers really are one of the key factors in destroying homes.
That means no shrubs, no potted plants, and no vines against the walls. Some local jurisdictions have already added their own codes for wildfire safety ahead of the state.
There are a number of communities across the North State that are more stringent than these standards.
Communities like Butte County, where defensible space inspectors have enforced Zone Zero standards in their inspections since 2021.
We were more proactive because we know that there's that need.
That's Susan Beeler, defensible space inspector for CAL FIRE Butte County Unit, speaking last week at a meeting of the Upper Edge Community Council in Magalia. But in most of the state this summer, firefighters are only required to educate homeowners on the standards and not enforce them. While Butte County residents can be cited for not following Zone Zero requirements, a spokesperson for CAL FIRE's Defensible Space Program told NSPR that there will be no penalties related to Zone Zero in the rest of the North State for at least a year. Instead, the Zone Zero standards will be strongly suggested this summer. Visits will stress the importance of keeping your first 5 feet clear of vegetation ahead of the upcoming regulation. For NSPR News, I'm Jamie Jiang.
Defensible space inspections begin taking place in the Upper Ridge this month. Homeowners will receive a letter in the mail if CAL FIRE inspectors plan on making a visit. California's budget deficit has grown to nearly $32 billion. Friday, Governor Gavin Newsom outlined how he plans to cover the shortfall. CAP Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
Newsom spent 2 hours talking about the ins and outs of his $306 billion spending plan. But he had a simple answer to a question about whether he would use any of the $22 billion in the state's rainy day fund.
Nope, not with all the uncertainty described, not with the debt ceiling uncertainty, not with the interest rates environment.
The governor said he wants to save the reserve funds in case of an economic downturn. Instead, he proposes filling the deficit through a mix of cuts, funding delays, and shifting projects to bonds and other accounts. Climate and transit programs would see some of the biggest reductions under Newsom's budget plan. It also includes a more than 8% cost of living adjustment for teachers and childcare workers. State lawmakers will negotiate with Newsom over a final spending plan before their June 15th deadline. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
Revisions to California's budget are resulting in pulling back from some of the state's climate commitments. The state is now budgeting about $48 billion for climate change projects, around 89% of what was previously promised. Officials say a bond proposal could fill gaps left by budget cuts. The fate of that proposal will likely be decided by voters in 2024. Raquel Mason is the policy manager for the California Environmental Justice Alliance. She says she has concerns about waiting for bond funds for climate resiliency projects, including shelters for related emergencies or other hazards.
Community Resilience Centers is a brand new program, and it has received like a significant cuts from what was promised to it. So it'll take that much longer for it to get up the ground in communities, things that they're asking for.
However, she and other advocates did express relief that budget cuts didn't go further than what was initially proposed in January. Authorities say a 1-year-old girl and a 10-year-old boy were among 4 people wounded in a weekend shooting in Sacramento. Police officers responded around 10 p.m. Saturday following reports of gunfire near an intersection northeast of downtown. Officials say police found the baby girl and young boy, each with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. Investigators later learned that 2 adults were also admitted to a hospital with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. Police have not released any further information about the victims or possible suspects. The shooting remains under investigation. A lesser-known way to install solar arrays that has several advantages over the traditional method is gaining traction. The solar panels float on water so they don't take up land. The water keeps the panels cooler, which makes them more efficient, and the arrays prevent the loss of water through evaporation. Floating solar is already going strong in Asia. Now developers are taking inspiration from that, and the technology is starting to spread more quickly in the United States. California has several pilot programs to cover large canals with floating panels. A recent scientific paper says many countries could produce more than the electricity they use from floating solar. Now that the pandemic-era border restrictions known as Title 42 have been lifted, it's estimated 6,000 migrants are in shelters across the San Diego-Tijuana border, waiting to apply for asylum. For the California Report, Madi Bolaños has more.
Many had been waiting for days without much food, and they slept on the ground under bright lights. Lillian Serrano with the Southern Border Communities Coalition says she's worried about how authorities will handle the large number of people at the border.
So what we're going to be seeing is a lot of need. And unfortunately, what we are afraid of is we're going to see a lot of human rights violations. Our own government not being able to fulfill their commitments, not just to the migrants and the right thing to do, but also our international treaties. We sign treaties with the international community stating that we will respect their human rights, yet that's not what we're seeing.
The new policies crack down on illegal crossings while also setting up legal pathways for migrants who apply online, seek a sponsor, and undergo background checks. If successful, the reforms could fundamentally alter how migrants arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border. But it will take some time to see results. President Biden has conceded that the border will be chaotic for a while.
That was Madi Bolaños for the California Report. And those were your headlines for Monday, May 15th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. You can also find a newsletter-style rundown of headlines on our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Dutson.